May 2, Monday. It's Eid ul-Fitr. Hooray, hooray, hooray! Finally, we spotted the crescent moon last night, and that marks the first day of the month of Shawwal. I'm so happy because my neighbor, Jasminder, whose family is Sikh, is celebrating Eid with us this time. They're coming over later today. My family joined Jasminder's family on April 14th to celebrate their spring festival, Baisakhi. Like in all religious traditions, they also pray for prosperity for family and community. For the festival, Baba and I made them some sweet laddus, and we decorated them on a plate and wrapped it with pretty ribbons. They all wore colorful clothes and ate traditional sweetmeats, similar to the ones Baba makes. For Eid, Baba and I make more laddus, and they were delicious. They also were a good snack because I was still tired from waking up so early for Eid Salat. Mama helped me put on my nicest clothes, and Baba helped Sammy. I loved getting to see everyone so dressed up. I think I hear Jasminder's family now, so I have to go. Eid Mubarak! May 21, Saturday. We had the most fantastic day today. It was World Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Development. We attended a seminar, and I usually find that boring. But the speaker began his speech with, "To live, we have to die." What? I sat right up in my chair. I wanted to know more. At first, I didn't get it. But then he explained what he meant. Turns out, he didn't say die. He was saying the letters D, E, and I. So it just sounded like that. He told us what DEI stands for. D, diversity. I, inclusion. E, equity. He said that DEI is about making sure that people from different races, places, religions, genders, and different groups are treated with respect. It is about making sure that people get opportunities instead of not being allowed to do things because disrespectful people say so. He said this was especially important because the area we live in has many immigrants and refugees. This means that we need to build a community that welcomes, values, and supports everyone in it. This made me think of the stories of Rasulullah and how he welcomed every kind of person into Islam, from the poor to the rich, from the Arab to the non-Arab. No one was left out. May 31, Tuesday. Today was a sad day. Baba's friend, Uncle Haider, passed away in Pakistan today. After dinner, we sat down to make dua for him and his family. Tomorrow, we will do a janaza prayer at the masjid for him too. Baba was so upset. Then he wiped his tears away and spoke about what a lovely man his friend was. He said Uncle Haider valued time a lot and used to live by the hadith of the Prophet saw. Take advantage of 5 before 5. 1. Your youth before your old age. 2. Your health before your sickness. 3. Your wealth before your poverty. 4. Your free time before your busyness. 5. And your life before your death. Then, Mama suggested we think of activities that could help us to follow this hadith and honor Uncle Haider. I told Mama that Sammy and I are both young, so we can use our youth. She said that it was a good idea and that we could spend some time with elderly people in our community, help her and Baba with bringing in groceries and organizing events for our neighborhood to come together. I think I have an idea for an event already.